Good evening. I'm Leslie Berlowitz, President of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences. It is my pleasure to call to order the 1,964th stated meeting of the American Academy. We are privileged to have four distinguished academic leaders, Presidents Robert Berdahl, Jared Cohen, Ruth Simmons, and our host, John Sexton, to speak about the university and the city. Today's university presidents are both leaders in academic life and in the civic community. And the panel tonight is composed of four presidents who have been exemplary in this regard. This year, the American Academy is marking its 230th anniversary and sponsoring a series of talks around the country on challenges and opportunities facing American higher education. It is a subject which has been of continuing importance to the Academy since its founding in 1780. Our mission, in the words of our founders, is to, quote, cultivate every art and science which may tend to advance the interest, honor, dignity, and happiness of a free, independent, and virtuous people. In the 18th century, the Academy's work focused on such topics as agriculture, commerce, the mechanical arts, and language. In the 21st century, our policy work focuses on America's scientific and technological competitiveness, the changing geopolitical landscape, and the rapid growth of nuclear power, climate change, and the urgent need for alternative energy technologies, the positive and negative influences of the internet, and most importantly, the need to educate all citizens to be effective participants in a civil, democratic society. The work of the Academy has always been closely associated with the development of our universities, in part because many of our fellows are among the nation's leading scholars and scientists, but also because our founders recognized that centers of intellectual life would be critical to the nation's economic and cultural vitality. Brown University, Carnegie Mellon University, New York University, and the other members of the AAU institutions contribute to their cities, to the nation, and the world in countless ways. They drive innovation in science, technology, and engineering, in health, medicine, business, and law, in education, the arts, and urban planning. They nurture the liberal arts and the humanities, and advance intellectual and ethical inquiry. Borrowing from the motto of the Academy's founders, they help to cherish knowledge and shape the future. Our institutions of higher education are also critical economic engines. Last year, expenditures by U.S. colleges and universities equaled 3% of the gross domestic product, according to the National Center for Education Statistics. And that figure does not even take into account the economic benefit that results from university research and innovation, work that enriches all of our lives. Tonight's distinguished group of university and academy leaders has thought deeply about the complex and evolving role that universities play in America's urban centers, and we look forward to their presentations. But it is also my special privilege to be able to introduce the president of New York University, John Sexton, who will then moderate the panel and lead our discussion. John assumed the presidency in 2002, and in just 8 years, he has led this institution and my alma mater to global preeminence. The printed program describes some of his many accomplishments. I want to note that he was elected to the American Academy in 2001. John, I hope you will permit me in this Academy anniversary year to also compare you to one of the Academy's most determined and intense founders, John Adams. Of course, there are differences. John Sexton is at least a foot and a half a foot taller and far more huggable from what I read than John Adams. There are notable similarities. Adams felt that an institution of knowledge would be crucial to the welfare of any competent nation. He understood the differences between an ivory tower and an institution embedded in the active life of the community. That is a distinction that John Sexton has also keenly appreciated, whether here in Washington Square, or in Abu Dhabi, or Shanghai, or in the study abroad programs that now span no less than 5 continents. He demonstrates a profound commitment to city and intellectual building, like the other presidents here with us. And like John Adams, he believes that active engagement in the community helps to develop more enlightened citizens. Please welcome my dear friend, John Zelsky.